I grew up in a small town in North Carolina. I met my husband when I was in high school. We graduated and went to separate colleges and moved right back to our hometown. Living in your hometown brings such a level of comfort and safety to your life. You know the people. You know how to get around. You have a history with people. They know you. So when God moved our family to West Tennessee, I was a little surprised at how lonely I felt in the beginning. You see, I became a stranger to the people here, and they were strangers to me. They had no idea who we were, what we were all about, where we came from, what we were doing, and we had to start over with friendships, relationships, and every aspect of our lives. And it was hard on our kids, too. They left their grandparents and their cousins and their aunts and uncles and came to a place where they did not know one person. But you know, we've grown a lot and we've learned a lot from this experience, and we're so glad to be in West Tennessee. And we've certainly made a lot of great friends now and feel so comfortable at our church and schools. When I think about this idea of becoming a stranger and I look into God's Word, I find that God cares for the stranger. He gives us many examples in how we are to treat people who are strangers to us. In Deuteronomy chapter 10, we read these words, "And you are to love those who are strangers, for you yourselves were strangers in Egypt." There's many passages of Scripture that talk about loving and caring for the stranger. You know, we come into contact with strangers almost every day. So many times when we meet a stranger, we just give a smile and say hello. Through my own life circumstances, God's taught me what it feels like to be a stranger. And He's helped show me that I need to do a better job at loving those who are different from me. As followers of Christ, let's be keenly aware of the strangers that pass in and out of our lives. May we please Him by the way we show the love of Christ to the strangers in our lives.